2.
Welcome to Burgers, Shakes, and Hot Takes. I am Tyler.
You're not Michael. This is Michael.
Shoot, dude.
What is...
Cut! No, just kidding.
We got our guest today, Tyler, alongside Michael and Tyler, for another episode of Burgers, Shakes, and Hot Takes at the world-famous Big Judd's.
World-famous!
And on the Food Network...
Yeah.
Man versus Food. We did not do the Big Judge Challenge.
We did not.
Not today.
The three of us probably couldn't finish it.
Maybe not. No. We'll see if we can finish our burgers
Yes. All right, Schaefer, what did you get?
Start us off. What you got?
So I got a cheeseburger, and I went classic, and I just got it plain.
What about your milkshake?
Oh, my milkshake? I got a mint chip shake.
Cool.
I got a bacon burger with cheese, as usual. Then I got a strawberry chocolate milkshake.
And I got a bacon burger as well, and I went with the Maui Wowie shake. No idea what's in it, but it's pretty damn good.
I don't like these shakes. They are not good.
I completely disagree.
They have a little bit thick
at first.
No, they have ice crystals. If your shake has ice crystals, it's a bad shake.
It's got... What?
I don't hate ice crystals.
Mine has ice crystals.
This is not the best shake I've ever had. This is about a 3 out of 5.
Ice crystals, and since it's strawberry ice cream, not like real strawberries, it loses points.
To be honest, my Maui Wowie is great.
I give it a 2 out of 5.
I don't know what's the problem with your guys' ice cream.
2 out of 5. Maybe a 1 out of 5.
Great flavor. It was a little bit thick at first, but it's kind of melted down a little
bit.
Yeah,
well, I'm drinking milk at this point.
Yeah. I mean, the burgers did take a while, so we kind of have milk. I guess they put the milk in the
shake. I mean, I'm not saying this is the best shake ever. This is probably like a 7 out of 10.
This is one of the worst shakes I've had on Burgers, Shakes, and Hot Takes.
That's because we haven't had many shakes on Burgers, Shakes.
You know, at least they had shakes.
Yeah, at least we got
Let's
our
get
orders.
To the good stuff.
Well, let me try a fry here. You got a fry.
Got some small fries for us.
Don't like these either.
We won't lie. I've experienced Big Judd's fries in the last 5 years, and I've never been a huge fan.
No,
so we only got a limited amount.
I do not like.
Just to see if they've improved.
They're like weird cube steak fries.
They're floppy.
With no flavor.
Mm-mm. They're terrible.
If you like eating potatoes for fun, and that's it, with no flavor...
Is it time for VeggieTales?
This is the fry for you. Otherwise, it's just shit.
This is a terrible fry. This burger better be real good. Otherwise, I'm never going back to Big Justin.
Did you guys get what you were supposed to get?
I think so.
Yes.
That was a good sign. All right, producer, you want any fries?
No, I'm good.
Okay, the burger is an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bacon on here, which I guess isn't a complaint.
Never complain about too much bacon. You gotta keep it on the burger.
You're throwing your bacon.
This isn't bad.
This is a good burger.
It honestly surprised me a little bit. It's been a while since I had Big Judd's, but better than I remember.
It's pretty good. The burger... doesn't quite make up for the shake and the fries, but it's a good burger. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's what I expected. You know, I'm not ranting and raving about it. It's been a couple years since I've had Big Judd's, but...
How's the bun?
I like the bun.
I like it.
Fluffy.
It's bread.
Wow.
Classic. I don't get off on buns.
Whoa.
Did you have bacon on
yours? Whoa. No, he did not.
Okay.
He's over there getting
bacon's pretty good. This is good bacon.
It is good bacon.
This is probably not the top bacon we've had, but...
I don't know why you didn't get bacon.
As far as bacon burgers, this is probably one of the better bacon.
This is one of the better bacon burgers.
Oh.
Now, onto the hot take. Start us off, Tyler. What's your hot take?
Yeah. Wow. A lot of pressure having to start off again.
Yeah, we know.
Cool.
I just realized your shirt had the cast of Friends on it.
Yes,
it took you a while.
Yeah.
I'm not staring at this chest.
In the 90s, it's on Netflix. Check it out if you have time. Don't care too much about it. Wow, hot take. Does anyone have a hot take?
Because yeah.
I'm so far.
I'm ready, but I want you to go first.
I want you to go first.
I will only be ready when you're done.
Okay, that's fine. Hot take. I think that Carmelo Anthony is severely underrated as a career portrait, from a career standpoint.
Kyle Korver is a better basketball player.
Kyle Korver.
At this current point in life, maybe.
No, in his career.
But from a career standpoint...
How many shots does Carmelo take a game throughout his
career? Less than Westbrook, so... And we put Westbrook on a pedestal. Here's my argument. Like from a scoring standpoint in the history of the NBA, there's like maybe three guys I can think of that are like a one-on-one ISO guy, you would take him to score over Carmelo. And MJ is one of them. KD is probably the second one. And then maybe Allen Iverson.
And LeBron.
I don't know.
And Kobe.
LeBron is a great all-around basketball player, but like an ISO individual scorer, Carmelo is like top five, if not top three.
I think Derrick Rose is ahead. Pre-ACL Derrick Rose.
No. Could get an ISO Derrick bucket Rose is over a anyone. Playmaker. He's not an ISO scorer.
Yes, he is. As he drives the bucket.
ISO scorers in the NBA history, Carmelo's third. Behind MJ and KD, and that's it.
No. Disagree.
It's so true, though. Who would you take over him?
LeBron,
Kobe,
James Harden. James is the Harden. Only name I'll take. Harden's still working his way over there. No, Westbrook is not.
I won't go with
Paul George.
You have to give me Kobe.
Kobe, okay, I'll give you.
And
Kobe.
Pre-injury Derrick Rose, I give him six.
Derrick Rose, no.
Pre-injury Derrick Rose.
No. Derrick Rose was a playmaker, not an ISO scorer.
Pre-injury Derrick Rose took the Bulls to the one seed, single-handedly.
I thought that was Joakim Noah.
Yeah, but remember when Derrick Rose hurt himself against the 8 seed? They lost.
Yeah.
So I'll put him sixth. Sixth.
I think
I'm surprised you're putting him sixth. I don't like Carmelo Anthony though.
Okay, he's not good now.
I think it's trash.
He's got a bloated ego. He was always overrated as an all-around basketball player. But like from an individual scoring standpoint, this dude was good.
Yeah.
He could score with if you needed a bucket. From like an ISO standpoint, I'm picking Carmelo over like almost everybody except for MJ and KD.
There's a reason he's never made it past the second round of the NBA.
Because he's a cancer in the locker room, and he doesn't try on defense, and he doesn't really move around the ball.
And
he doesn't want to be the
basketball. 28 shots
but
a game.
But hey, Syracuse as a freshman.
True. I mean, he was a good college basketball.
So yeah. He can play great basketball. It's once he got paid, he didn't really care that much. And that's fine.
Or this college
that's
basketball.
Fine, Melo. That's okay. But let me tell you what. One of the greatest scores the NBA has ever seen, and it's sad that we never really give him the props he needs.
It's overrated.
Melo, you deserve more. There's my hot take. I'm going to go back to my burger.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
The Cavaliers have had the easiest road to the NBA Finals of any team in the NBA in the last 10 years.
Okay. I'm ready for this. They had to beat the 1 seed and the 2 seed.
Okay.
And a really good 5 seed.
Would the Raptors be a 1 seed in the West?
No, they'd be a 3 seed.
Maybe, because they're really good in the regular season.
They would have been a 2 seed this year in the West.
Okay, and then the Pacers.
Pacers probably could beat everyone in the West except for the Rockets, Pelicans, and Warriors.
That is baloney, and you know that.
In a seven-game series, the Pacers are going to win 4 games.
Yeah, against everyone except those 3 teams.
With Vic Oladipo as your best player.
Yeah, I mean, they almost beat LeBron.
Exactly. Vic Oladipo is almost as good as LeBron.
That's why I said the only teams they beat, the only teams they would lose to were the Warriors, Rockets, and Pelicans.
I'd take the Blazers over the Pacers.
I'd take the Blazers over...
I would consider the T-Wolves.
The T-Wolves are trash.
If they were doing what they're supposed to do.
The Jazz, I think, would beat them.
I think the Jazz could beat them. The Thunder, that's
I think the Thunder would beat them.
You'd think the Thunder would beat them, but...
But you never know.
The Thunder were supposed to be the Jazz.
Yeah. Mean?
The Thunder had Oladipo, and they didn't do so. But,
and then they had a Celtics team without their two best players... And struggled against
But that's because Brad Stevens is the greatest. He is the GOAT of coaching.
Oh, yeah.
The Spries are getting better.
They're not.
They are. I think they're getting better. Maybe it's because of burgers.
I think you're just hungry.
Maybe.
All right.
Who do you think has had a more difficult run?
This is your hot take. This is your hot take. Defend yourself. Just lay it in on us. Tell us why we're wrong.
Okay, well, the Warriors have not had super hard paths because they always have injuries that take out their best competition. They had Kawhi last year go hurt. They had Chris Paul get hurt this year.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins was hurt.
Kyrie and Love got hurt the year or 2 years before that one. Regardless, that would be my argument. Is that
I feel the Warriors probably had an easier.
I mean, they're in the Western Conference, but
I think the Warriors had. But the Warriors are just so much better.
So the Warriors, who they play this year? They play the Spurs team that doesn't have.
They play the Spurs team that doesn't have Kawhi. A Pelicans team that didn't have DeMarcus Cousins.
And then they play the Rockets.
Who lost Chris Paul.
But the Rockets are single-handedly better than any team that the Cavs can claim they've
played. And the Pelicans are better without DeMarcus Cousins.
That is not true. That is not true.
That is true. Look at their record. With and without him.
That's not true. I disagree.
I'm not anti it, but I feel like there's got to be some team that had it easier.
Yeah, if they were the one seed, I would say you're correct. But the fact they had to go on the road to win two of those three series is where you get me.
Interesting hypothetical. But not hypothetical, but just a question.
Okay.
Does LeBron purposely recruit teammates that aren't good so that he can look better? So some of the guys are on the team because LeBron wants them on the team. I mean, obviously, we'll get to this in other segments, and everyone already just talked about JR, but, even in Miami, there was, guys he would recruit that, they just aren't good.
That's true.
Well, that's what happens when you have to recruit guys to take the veterans minimum.
True. But,
that's the only flaw. But, I mean, maybe. Yesterday when JR Smith forgot how
ruined
much
it. Yeah.
Time, how
I mean,
much
do,
the score
do you think
was.
He recruits those kind of guys so that, people are like, oh, my God, LeBron's taking these veterans to...
Bench warmers to the finals?
You think that's possible?
It is possible, but
just to
a lot of it has to do with the fact that they have to sign guys who can only make the veterans
minimum because they're paying. Because
they're paying
Tristan Thompson.
And in Miami, they're paying Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. So that's the only flaw in your argument is they have to take players that bad. He just picks his friends who probably are a little worse. I'm just sorry, LeBron.
All right, what's your hot take? I'm ready for it.
You ready for it? All right, my hot take. Clayton Kershaw will never win a Cy Young ever again.
Well, one start.
He'll never win another Cy Young. He has back injuries again. He's going on the DL for at least a month. And when's the last time you heard of a player who used to have back injuries? You have back injuries, you have them for life. I don't think he'll ever be good again. I think he'll be done in 2 years. But I don't think he'll ever win another Cy Young. Clayton Kershaw is done, over the hill, find a new person.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you for one reason, and it has nothing to do with Kershaw's back.
Okay.
It's because Max Scherzer is actually just a good baseball player.
Max Scherzer's 5 years older.
And he's a really good baseball player who found his groove lately. So sure. I'm on board with that. Plus, there's a lot of talent in the NL that's kind of coming up. Most of them are hitters right now, but I'm sure there's going to be a couple pitchers here and there that,
I don't think he'll ever win a Cy Young again.
I think he'll get one.
No, he won't.
Not even a pity one.
No, not even a pity one.
Interesting.
He's done. His career is basically over. He should retire when he's a free agent this year.
Do you think the Dodgers peaked?
Yeah, the Dodgers peaked.
Last year?
Yeah, the Dodgers stopped. Alex Wood was 13-0. He's 1-5 this year.
Yeah, there
you go.
All right.
There we go.
Those are our hot
burger
takes.
Shakes, hot takes.
You probably hate all of them, so just leave us a comment, let us know.
Drop a like down below.
Subscribe, we'll take it personally.
Comment.
Shout out to the only thing that truly is consistent. Propel.
Your bad sports teams?
Propel and my bad sports predictions. My bad sports teams, the Mariners. Shout out to you guys. I think 12 games over 500. Boom! What's up?
Shout out Sacramento Kings. Consistency.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Just like the Kings will see the next lottery.